Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Well, here we are. I'm on the air, so it must be Wednesday night. And we're going to have a shortened kind of show tonight because I have an awful head cold. And instead of a sultry voice, I have a salty voice. But we're going to make through because I got an awesome lesson for tonight for you. So, November, coming into the cold weather in little Greensboro, North Carolina. Evenings are starting to get crisp, and the holidays are right around the corner. So, I'm excited. This is my favorite time of the year, fall and summer. And my cat is here sitting on my transformer thing, and looking at it like, how can I destroy this? So I may or may not be on the air. If I die shortly, you can blame my cat Bits. So here we go. Before we start with the lesson, as usual, we always have a few announcements. I will run through them first. Here we go. Number one, I just went on the trivia quiz website and found that y'all have been not playing my games. Now, I'm trying not to take this personal. I'm trying to say it's probably because you can't figure out how to get there. The Journey 8's kind of lost in the maze. So I just want to remind you that if you are sitting in front of your computer and you're kind of bored and you want to play a game, these are all, this site is nothing but puzzle games and quizzes, and it's a very good site. I've been through it for months now, no bad words, no ugliness, and it's just a fun site. So paper and pencil in hand, if you're going to go to www.purposegames.com, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, games.com. Now, when you get there, you're going to just run a search on the Journey 8 is the fastest way, and you'll find us. You'll find the Journey 8, and then you bring up the tab that actually gets you right to the game page. If you have problems and can't seem to find us, send me an email and I'll walk you through it. Where do you send the email? RevJudy@CloserWalkWithYou. R-E-V-J-U-D-Y at CloserWalkWithYou.com. All right. And speaking of CloserWalkWithYou.com, the website is being restructured. So if you go into it and you see parts of it that are, like, not finished, it's because it's not finished. Not that it's not finished, but it's being worked on. Sometimes you'll see a sign when you go to the website that says, site under construction, or whatever. Anyway, in the next few weeks, it's going to be a little haphazard there. But when it's done, it's going to be very pretty, and everybody will have fun with it. Okay. Number three. My Christmas album. Well, I have two songs left. And with this voice, I'm not sure they're going to make it. I tried to sing this morning as an idiot that I am. And I sounded like... I don't know, but it wasn't me. It definitely was not a soprano voice. So hopefully my voice will kind of settle down and I'll still get this thing out by November 30th. Or it will be 2 songs short. What are you going to do? Either way, we are shooting for having it downloadable at iTunes and CD Baby. Problem is, I got to get them into tracks so they can input them. So keep your fingers crossed for the deadline is November 30th, which is the first Sunday in Advent. Questions or comments? Again, just Rev Judy at Closer Walk with You. Okay. This is a message that I've been putting out there for a little while. And I am going to continue to ask you this until the goal is met. I have a very dear friend who is planning a missionary trip to Mozambique, Africa. And her name is Jen Phipps. She's a wonderful musician and Christian woman who has dreamed this dream all her life. She's always wanted to go to Africa on a missionary trip, and now it looks like it's going to happen. But she needs some help getting there. There is no one who, or no group, that sponsors the transportation. These missionaries have to pay their own way. Now, that being said, a trip from North Carolina to Mozambique is rather expensive. So she put out a request on a site called GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. If you go there and run a search on Jen Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, you will find her little page with her story so that you can read it. What I've asked people to do is donate $5. You know, go without lunch one day. Take your lunch. Or a week and throw $20. Whatever you can afford to get to our goal of $3,000 to $5,000. Not a lot of money, but it is when you don't have it. And all I'm asking is that you find a way in your heart to get this missionary to Mozambique, Africa, where she can go to an orphanage and play music and interact with some wonderful kids. All right. So I'm going to go on GoFundMe.com in a week or so and see if that total has changed. If not, I'm going to come back on the air and I'll continue to find a way to make you see that a few bucks is all I'm asking for. Okay. And let me get it straight. It's not coming to me. This is going in a fund that goes directly to the young lady. I am not asking for money like televangelist. It's not for me. Okay? Last but not least, prayer warriors. Prayer warriors, you know who you are. Come on. You know who you are. I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm getting sidetracked. I'm sorry. I've decided to gather together a group of people, and I'm hoping this will be across the country, who are serious about praying for other people. Prayer warriors. We have a small group already of 5 or 6 of us, and I want people from across the demographic United States to gather with me and have a structured group that we can interact with one another, list out prayer requests of people that we know and love, and really be serious about praying for it. And if this is something you are called to do, if you're a person who prays and has a connection to God's phone, then I say, let's use it. Let's burn up the line and let him know that someone, or some ones in this case, are praying. Prayer does work. I've seen it. You know, if you want more information, please send me an email and I will direct you to the site, or you can go there right now. It's just that you can't get in without a username and password. But the site is where the blog is going to be, is www.thejourney8warriors. Thejourney8warriors.com. Yes, that's going to be us. It's up. The blog is running. I just don't have enough prayer warriors. I want a lot of you. Some of you from all over the place. Call me. Well, you can't call me. Send me an email. And let's get this thing going. Okay. Advent is creeping in so silently. But don't you worry. I've been working on a great Advent series that may even have something that you don't know. Advent starts the last Sunday in November, the same day that the CD is going to be available, and goes till Christmas. So there's supposedly 4 weeks in Advent. And just a reminder, this show, although it hasn't been, is interactive. There is a phone number that you can call if you want to dial in. And it is toll free. It's 888-627-6008. And if you're out and about and it's time for the show, you don't have to worry about having a computer or a tablet. There is also a phone number where you can call in just to listen to the craziness of Reverend Judy. And that phone number is, 716 area code. I'm not thinking that's toll free, but with cell phones it usually doesn't matter. 7480150. So you have many, many options of listening to the show live if you're up and about. And if you want to call in and ask a question, that's fine. My engineer will take that call and let me know that you're on the line. And I'll take a little break in between and see what we can do to help you. That's it for today. No, I mean, that's all the announcements. So we're going to move. Hopefully my voice will hold out here. We're going to move into the lesson for today. Now, before we start, just let me say that once again, God and I had a telephone conversation at 3 o'clock this morning. Yes, the God phone rang, and it was really fun, and I'm going to tell you about it in a few minutes. So, as usual, if you guys are my regulars, you know what I'm about to say. If you're not, this is a little introduction to the scripture reading that started one time many months ago as a little sideline joke, and so many people liked it. I kept it as the introduction every week to the scriptures in the lesson. So here we go. If you're a regular, just kind of mumble along with me, and I'll feel the presence. Ready? No bus drivers, crane operators, truck or tractor operators, aircraft pilots, train engineers, or anyone with a small bouncy dog in the front seat should divert their attention from their driving to find this passage. Wait until it's safe for you to read this. All others listening, pull out your Bibles, Kindles, Nooks, iPads, iPods, iPhones, Androids, and any other smart or dumb device, and follow along with me. All right, tonight, the scripture passage is from the book of Psalms, Old Testament, halfway through, and we're going to be in chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. Psalms is a word derived from Hebrew and Greek. It's a combination, and basically means songs. And these are written, or supposed to be written, by David, many of them while he was still a shepherd, and many when he was king. He still continued to write some of the Psalms. So Psalms or Songs, chapter 9, 1 through 9. And this is the NIV version. It goes something like this. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. Yes, they do. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. When I read that passage, I fill up with faith and strength and comfort that even in the worst of times, I know my Redeemer is there. And he is my shield and my sword. And I'm grateful. So, how does this fit in? Well, in an awkward kind of way. The title of tonight's lesson is A Time for a Faith Lift. No, I'm not stumbling or slurring. I mean faith lift. So, here we go. While stumbling around in the wee hours this morning, I happened to look into the bathroom mirror, which I don't do very often at my age. And I started a whole conversation with myself concerning the need for a facelift. Oh, those bagging cheeks and stuff. Yeah, it led to a whole myriad of sentences. When all of a sudden, the God phone rang. Yes, he listened to my mutterings and thought to give me a call, and the answer was clear. It wasn't a facelift I needed. It's a faith lift I need. So here's what happened with the idea. And a few of you out there who know me well will probably feel my pain because I know many of you are in the same boat as me. And it goes like this. This is what happened at 3 o'clock this morning. Oh, the joy of aging. If my body were a car, This is the time I would be thinking about trading it in for a newer model. I've got bumps and dents and scratches in my finish, and my paint job is getting a little dull. But that's not the worst of it. Not by any means. My fenders are too wide to be considered stylish. They once were as sleek as a little MG. Now, they look more like an old Buick. My seat cushions have split open at the seams. My seats are sagging. Seat belts? I gave up all belts when Krispy Kreme Donuts opened a shop in my neighborhood. Don't need any belts anymore. Airbags? Forget it. The only bags I have these days are under my eyes. Not counting the saddlebags, of course. I have so many miles on my odometer. Sure, I've been many places, seen many things, but when's the last time an appraiser factored life experiences against depreciation? Yeah, doesn't count. My headlights are out of focus, and it's especially hard to see things up close. And by all means, my traction is not as graceful as it once was. I slip and slide and skid and bump into things even the best of weather. My white walls? They're stained with varicose veins. It takes me hours to reach my maximum speed. Yes, it does. And my fuel rate burns inefficiently. Oh, yeah. Yep. But here's the worst of it. Listen up, because all of you who are young that are out there, you too will experience this. The worst of it is, almost every time I sneeze, cough, or sputter, my radiator leaks. Yeah. The truth is, we're all aging. And we all will have leaky radiators. Trust me. Some of us just don't like to admit it, or perhaps face up to it. But talk about face up. And talk about facelifts. There used to be an internet site. I don't think they're in business anymore, but there used to be an internet site called Facelift. And they marketed a non-surgical rejuvenating product. And their webpage stated, "Our revolutionary formula is guaranteed to make you look 10 years younger in just 15 short minutes. No expensive, painful surgery. And we'll give you 100% of your money back." Yeah, sounded incredible, didn't it? I think it's one of those too-good-to-be-true things, you know what I mean? Bottom line is, we all want to look younger, or might need to look younger, but it's not going to happen. You can have all the surgery in the world, but the aging process will still go on. Now, all we can do is take care of ourselves as we now are. You know, if we blew it in the past, it's a done deal. We have to make the best of what we have now. Yeah, hang on a second here. I love having a cold. Okay, I'm lying. I am the worst person that I know of that when I'm sick, I'm miserable. All right. For those of you who know me, I know you're laughing, but it's true. I usually shut the door to my bedroom or my studio and say, "I'll come out when I'm feeling better. Just put the food under the door." Anyway, all we can do, as I said, is to take care of ourselves as we now are. It's a done deal what we did in the past. We have to make the best of what we have. You know, when I think about that, I always flip to 2 Corinthians, great book, 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Yeah. It's somewhat easy to lose heart in life. We look at the world and lose heart. We look in the mirror at 3 a.m. and lose heart. Even though we can't stop the aging process, we can't grow stronger inwardly. Even if we can't get a facelift, we can get a faith lift. How so, you say? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. Our faith is, or should be, centered in the Lord. It should come from the Lord. Our faith cannot be lifted by outside sources. Go get a facelift and tummy tuck and all that. It will not strengthen your faith in God. And it will take money and lots of it. I think all we need to focus on is knowing the Lord personally. Personally, if we want to get a faith lift. Now, I have encountered a lot of friends and people that say, I know God and I pray once a week. No, our baby is learning to pray for dinner. Well, that's really good and I'm encouraged by that. But what are you doing to lift you? What are you doing to take that presence that you have with the Lord and move it one step higher? Know Him personally. You know, kind of like walking down the street. You got this person next to you. Yes, this is my buddy God. And He goes everywhere with me. You know, I happen to believe that we can never get too close to God. There is no such thing. Or never have too much faith in Him. You know, all He asked for was the faith of a mustard seed, which is so small. All I ask of you is to grow. Take that and make a beautiful tree. Never say to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm bothering God again. Okay, I'll pray. No big deal. Yeah. Oh, he's such a big guy and he's so busy. Not. The more the merrier seems to hold true in the scriptures. The more faith, the merrier the heart, and the merrier the life, and the merrier the relationship with others. God gives back to you tenfold what you are going to place in Him. Place your faith in Him, you will get it back tenfold. Yeah. It works. I know, personally, it works. You know, if you take this psalm, verses, well, chapter 9, 1 through 2, actually, verse 2 is very short. I'm sorry, I'm trying to gather my voice. There's basically 4 things, if you break this passage down, that David wrote about. The first thing is, we must praise Him. I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. Yes. Now, praise comes in many different forms. It doesn't mean singing, for instance. I mean, singing is one way. But you can praise God in many ways. You know, you don't have to sing. You can praise God by just talking to friends. Praise God when you're in the middle of the store. I did this one time in the grocery stores, in the fruit section, of course. And the watermelons had just started coming out. I am a freaky melon person. I love melons. So here's the new watermelons, and I'm praising God. God, these are beautiful watermelons. So thank you. I'm so happy. Oh, I gotta have one of these. And I'm just going on, thinking there's nobody around, or not caring that there's anybody around. I grabbed a hold of what I thought was the best one of the bunch, and I said, this is awesome. Thank you, God. Praise you for making this watermelon. Lo and behold, a little man came up to me. He's probably 80 years old, and said, my dear, that was wonderful. I'm inspired by it. Can I have a watermelon too? Now, I felt like saying, no, these are mine. But I shared. Moral of the story, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Yeah. I found this story when I was researching for this message. And it's about Preacher Harry Ironside, who was a phenomenal preacher. And one day he was sitting in a restaurant. And just as he was about to begin his meal, a man approached him. It's a great story. And asked if he could join him. And it's like, okay. So he, you know, Ironside invited him to have a seat. And as was his custom, he bowed his head in prayer. And when he opened his eyes, the other man asked, do you have a headache? Ironside replied, no, I don't. The other guy asked, well, is there something wrong with your food? Ironside said, no, I was simply thanking God, as I always do before I eat. The man said, oh, you're one of those, aren't you? You know, one of those. I'm one of those. I'm a whosoever, actually. Yeah, you're one of those. Well, I want you to know, I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just start in. Ironside couldn't avoid this. And he said, yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does, too. Yeah. You know, I've earned this. I have a right to it. I don't have to thank anybody. What are you doing, you crazy people? You're one of those. You know, many people are not thankful to God for anything. And you can see this in the ingratitude in their lives, in the lack of prayer, and the lack of gratitude towards people in general. All of us know someone. You know someone who is like this. And we sometimes are not very good when it comes to saying thank you or giving thanks. I mean, humans, in general, are very self-centered. We are, especially here in America, where we have so much, we are just not in touch with what we should be, which is, who really makes this stuff that we eat and the air that we breathe? Well, I'll take that back. In California, I don't thank God for the air. I curse man for making it brown. Air that you can see is not a good thing. Anyway, we are not good when it comes to saying thank you. We're not. You know? A couple years ago, a friend and I transported some used living room furniture, this is true, to a local woman who had no income. You know, we hauled it out of my pickup truck at the time and set it up in her home. And she stood silently watching us. Eventually, she asked, "Could you get me a footstool too? That way, my guests won't have to put their feet on the coffee table." Yeah. Several times after that, she phoned me, inquiring about the footstool, which never materialized. One day she called and announced, "I need some new furniture." When I asked why, she explained, "I moved to a different house. I left that furniture in the other place. It was old. And besides, the couch had a broken leg." At that point, I was about ready to scream and do something that I would regret the rest of my life. So I hung up the phone. You know, you might be kind of taken back by these stories of ingratitude, but all of us are somewhat guilty. Now, I'm not saying we're all like, you know, the examples I just gave, but yeah, we have our moments of ingratitude, and we must realize that all of us are guilty. This is not a me or we versus you kind of thing. Everybody, all of us. Most of us get in a rut and take people for granted. This is where it starts. And after a period of time, we cease saying thank you. And you know, I've lived with this person for 15 years. I'm done. I mean, it's usually not a conscious thing. It's just a habit. We only do this with people, but we not only do this with people, but also with God. How many of you thank God every day for the blessings in your life? Okay. How many of you know where your shortcomings are? Fading. She's going down in flames. How many of you counted your blessings lately? I'm not saying any fancy formal thing in church where you stand up and, you know, read out a list of 50 million things. I'm saying in a quiet time, maybe before you go to bed or whatever, when's the last time you actually thought of saying thank you to God for all the good things that He's given you? Yeah? How can we not thank Him? I mean, the reality is He could do nothing for us if He wanted to. He could do nothing. So, you know, the very first thing that David fills out in this, or spells out in this passage is, you know, I want to give Him thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Now, as you know, there are three other sections. Do you think I'm going to get to them tonight? Probably not, but what I want you to do is really read this scripture. You know, really go through it and say, wow, yeah, I need to do that. And again, it's Psalms 9, 1 through 9. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my heart. And I will tell of your wonderful deeds. Okay, translated to today's kind of language, Yeah. I'll give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, man. Yeah. I'm going to tell everybody some of the really crazy good stuff you've done in my life. I will give thanks to you, because without you, God, none of this would have happened. I wouldn't have a big house and, you know, all the other things that go with it. It's not done by me. It's done by you. Next week, we'll finish this up, and hopefully the 12 of you that are listening will have read this Bible passage and come up with some ideas so that when I speak, you can key in on that and say, yep, I've done that, been there. Yeah. And then we are going to start thinking about our Advent season and getting started in a study of Advent, what it is, where it came from, and why do we still celebrate it? And that's a good question. So, I'm sorry if you can't hear me and make sense out of my salty voice, but I promise next week, you'll still, hopefully next by next week, you will be able to listen to the real me. And that may be too much for you. So tonight, I'm going to say, give thanks to the Lord. And I'm going to end with a message. And you know who you are. I give thanks for you, for you are the light of my world, and you are probably one of the best friends a person could have. So, Poindexter, if you're listening, yeah, you are one of the things that I give thanks for. I give thanks for Cindy and Sharon and Jen, who's going to be hopping on a plane in January, going over to Africa, which all of us are so afraid when somebody says they're going to Africa. You know, it's like, okay, isn't that where the Ebola is happening? You're not going to be in that part, are you? So, you know, prayers. If you can't donate money, we ask for prayers. Because prayers lift and prayers help. With that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I will finish the other half of this passage next week. And as usual, grace, peace.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.